Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget that you can also find us at our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, because if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us right there on the website as we are playing our live stream right there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, to Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right, we have a caller that called in here right away. I'm going to go over here to the line and see what their question might be for us. So good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Scott. I'm calling from Clearwater, Florida.
Hello. What's up?
Well, I wasn't going to ask anybody anything. I was just going to mention the Rolling Stones played Jack Russell Stadium on May 6th, 1965, and they were staying
right
at the Fort Pearson Hotel in downtown Clearwater and wrote Satisfaction there.
Okay. Well, of course, that's one of their most popular songs, right?
I guess so, if you like it.
Yeah. Well, that's oldies but goodies. We did that tonight. It was Stones Night. Okay, thanks very much for the call. All right, well, okay. I didn't know that, so there you go. Now,
I didn't know that either.
Now, let's start out with this supply chain disruptions force that the Biden White House is now saying they're asking Walmart, UPS, and FedEx to increase output. Really, to increase output, Walmart.
Well, I mean, Walmart does have a very sizable trucking system. As, you know, do several other big box operations.
Sure.
But this cat, Biden, gets on TV yesterday and tries to explain to listeners or to whoever is paying attention about manufacturing and how things are made in the United States, and then how we have to use, you know, the truckers to move it and so forth and so on. So it's like, dude, the problem is not the stuff that's made in the United States.
That's right.
I mean, so, and then Jen Psaki, she's at the podium yesterday and she says, well, we are having this slowdown because we were in a global pandemic. And I want to, and you just want to say, Jen, the stuff is already made.
Right.
Stuff already came from, Asia.
Yep.
Duh. That's what's sitting at the port.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all this stuff is already there.
Mm-hmm.
So he said nothing about the rail system.
Correct.
He said nothing about California law.
Correct.
Regarding any truck who had an engine older than 2011 had to be converted,
right,
or you just can't drive it.
That's right.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's more to it. There's more to it. He didn't say anything about what the drivers have to do to be able to get into the port. Number one, you have to buy a port license if you're an owner-operator or a driver. You have to pay a large amount of money for a driver, $100 or $150, to buy a permit to go in and out of the port. That's number one. Number two, you have to have a Department of Homeland Security total background check, or they won't let you in. Sometimes they can't do that in a day or two or three or four. And I've had trucks in the past where I've had an owner-operator years ago that had to sit and wait for 3 days to get his clearance through because, guess what? They couldn't find his paperwork.
Which ought to be automated,
mm-hmm,
in that particular case.
Yep.
And so I think there's also some other stipulation to these truckers that says if you are going to take a container out, you have to bring an empty one first.
True.
So there aren't any empty containers.
And let's not forget the trailer that you have to have to put the container on. Sometimes it's a flatbed, sometimes it's a drop deck, but most of the time you got to have one of their ocean-going cartridges or container trailers to pull. And 9 times out of 10, you hook onto one of those things, the lights don't work, the tires are flat, the brakes don't work. Then you got to get that fixed.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
There isn't, right, but a good bit of the bottleneck is not adding a shift. It's getting, I mean, because if you look at, don't look at the containers that are sitting on the ships.
Yeah.
That's bad enough. But look at the containers that are just sitting there on land waiting to be processed.
Right.
And waiting to be picked up.
Yep. All right, well, when we come back, folks, we'll talk a little bit more about this before we move on, but plenty to talk about tonight. And, of course, let's not forget, there's been a decline, Dr. Fauci, are you listening, in the COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, and it's been going on for a while. We'll tell you about it. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you much, Kyle. I will do that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Lauren Kelly, the author at Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. Tuggy is spelled T-U-G-G-I-E. And remember, education of our youth has always been critical because we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, sadly, folks, I can say that is just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart's a must. So we welcome to the show Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for great school kids. Now, these are beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart, something they will not get from the public schools. Just think about that for a second. Also, you can visit her website, Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. It's an absolute must for homeschoolers. This book will teach your children and your grandchildren, too, what they won't get from the public schools. They come in English and Spanish, so check it out, Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. All righty, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello.
Hello.
All right. I just want to kind of wrap this port thing up for a second. Joe Biden made a big deal out of, well, we're going to keep the port open 24/7, and we've made a deal with the union people. He didn't even know the stevedores are the ones that run the ports. It's not the port manager. It's not the truck drivers. It's the stevedores. They're the ones that load and offload the ships. I used to call them the AFL of the waterways. The Teamsters of the Waterways, AFL-CIO. But the stevedores call the shots. Whatever they say goes inside that port, period. No exception, exclamation mark.
Okay.
Now, that being said, that's where I'm going to leave that because Backgammon Bob's on the line, and I'm sure he's got an interesting question. Go ahead, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir, Cam. I got a good theme song for Kamala. We got to play for Kamala Harris one night. It's a good one, too. It's called The Monkees, I'm Not Your Stepping Stone.
All right, keep going.
And the other day I want to make a comment. We might really do good because did you see where that Republican nabbed the House seat over in Iowa? And
he
won. I think that's a good.
Yep.
Yeah, he won. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yep. And the last thing, and I think one thing we really ought to get into, is that woman that was killed by the police in D.C. on the riots in January 6th. They come out with the documents to find that there was no good reason that she was killed. And why is there no investigation into the policies that Pelosi didn't have better security there? With all the indications that there could be trouble and stuff, why didn't she have some decent security out in that place?
Okay.
It's ridiculous. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, first of all, it was one police officer, not police, and the police themselves did an internal investigation and didn't find any fault with the lieutenant. And there is, I think, an investigation still continuing of that, is there not?
Well, I mean, it's part of the January 6th investigation, so Pelosi's not going to investigate herself.
No. Mm-mm.
But part of this brouhaha about Ashley Babbitt is because Judicial Watch obtained, I don't know how many pages of documents about the event with Ashley Babbitt. So,
right.
You know, that the Capitol Police officer did an interview, I don't know, with one of the networks, and said that he was in the right, they're not going to charge him, blah, 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 but apparently he knew that he was wrong, and that part they're covering up until we necessarily see these documents that Judicial Watch got.
Okay, well, let's go back to the phone line for one quick call here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain. It's Tommy O, Suicide Jockey.
Okay, what's up? What's up?
You're talking about that Twix 3 days. It's a minimum of 10 days. And if they tell you up to 1 month, I happened to just be back at work for 1 week. It took them over 7.5 weeks to get mine back. They said it was lost in the system.
And wow.
I've had it far since after 9/11.
Wow.
I lost over a month and a half of pay because it's just lost in the system, they say, Joe.
So it's worse now than it was when I was. It's worse now than it was when I had my
call. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's at least 10 days. And normally that's pretty good. But up to, mm-hmm. they tell you up to a month, and mine was over 7.5 weeks.
Okay, well, listen, you truck them safe out there tonight, and give us another toot of the horn. All right,
thank you very much.
You take care. All right, and that's one of our good friends down there. I think he works out of South Sarasota. Okay, Denise, it used to take as much as 3 days. Now he's saying it took him 7.5 months.
Well, I crazy, but I guess that's right. I mean, I have no information otherwise.
I'm telling you, you want to talk about a trucker shortage at the ports? There's the answer right there. Part of it, bureaucracy.
Yeah, you would think too that you know, when it comes to permits and waivers and all these other kinds of things, that you know, this administration would be using the Defense Production Act.
Yeah.
But if for nothing else, here's the other thing. Biden comes out yesterday and asks the domestic oil companies to lower the price of gasoline at the pump.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Well, I mean, is the guy nuts? Mm-hmm. He's the one that caused the problem.
Correct. And you think the oil company's going to bend over backwards to help him right now? Hell no.
Yep. Sign a couple of waivers there, Joe. And, you know, open some pipelines, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I made a comment in the first hour of the show this morning and said that if I'm an oil company, I'm not going to come back and do anything for the government until I get a guarantee that my pipelines are back up and running again, that my offshore permits are up and running again, that my drilling on government lands where I was getting oil is up and running again, and I'm able to do what I did before when we were energy self-sufficient. And until I get that guarantee in writing, I'm not lifting a finger.
Okay.
If I'm running the oil company. And I think that's what you're
going
to think. That's what you're going to hear. What do you think?
Oh, there's no way for me to know what you know is happening in the boardrooms of some of these big corporations, least of which are these oil companies. I would say, at this point, one of the more important entities and voices is the American Petroleum Institute, which represents pretty much every single oil company that has a footprint in the United States, and they're pretty powerful. And I think I'd be tapping Biden on the shoulder. But, you know, Biden doesn't have a clue. I mean, he just there is no clue here.
All right, let me go back
he doesn't understand business.
Let me go back to my suicide jockey here because he just called back. What'd you forget, Tom?
Captain, I heard you say months. It was 7.5 weeks, not months, weeks.
No, I was talking about me. I'm the one that, took us that long.
It was weeks.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Tom. Okay, all right. I'm glad you called back. Okay, Denise, I want to talk about something here. Nobody's talking about this mother of all caravans that's headed our way, reportedly headed to the U.S. southern border. It's stretched out for hundreds of miles, and they're estimating 100,000 people in this caravan.
Yeah.
So now what, Coach?
It doesn't matter. This is an administration that just doesn't matter. They have, for the most part, they have violated law. They have ignored law. I haven't seen any waivers. I haven't seen any exemptions. I haven't seen Congress. So, I mean, it's where we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and they clearly don't have the capacity. They don't have the capacity to deal with these people. So you're going to end up with another Del Rio.
Yeah. Yeah, unless they stop them, they could do that, but I'm not sure we're going to be able to do it.
Well, it depends upon what happened in this fancy schmancy meeting that allegedly happened over security and other items of concern last Friday when you had Mayorkas and Tony Blinken and our Attorney General Garland in Mexico.
Okay, here comes your music. I'll have to talk to you tomorrow about that. Thanks very much. Have yourself a great day, kiddo. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great stuff that she does over there, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Gold Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden's Wednesday was spent addressing bottlenecks when it comes to the supply chain involving the shipment of goods into the United States as it's been linked to pandemic-related problems.
We need major retailers and the freight movers who take the goods from the ships to factories and to stores to step up.
Some top shippers and retailers have already agreed to do more offloading and stocking of supplies during off-peak hours. The White House says it will not let former President Trump invoke executive privilege over documents tied to the January Capitol riot. The House committee investigating the day has subpoenaed those documents and some former Trump staffers. In a letter to the National Archives, White House counsel saying that President Biden doesn't feel it's in America's best interest to grant Trump that executive privilege. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, Mr. Announcer Guy. Thank you very much, and welcome back, folks, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the part of the program we call our military and veterans segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses where you can learn to become an aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you all about that after they get a chance to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget that the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. The first one, of course, is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm here in Tampa Bay on the Tampa side, which is the east side of the bay. And Clearwater's over there on the southwest corner of the bay, and that's where
They have their school. Now, they have also a school up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. And remember that either one of them, I tell you to call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of their campus. Now, the reason I ask you to do that is because you'll get a chance to see everything that's going on there. You'll understand it. You'll be able to talk to a student or two. You'll be able to talk to an instructor or two. And then you'll be able to talk to the people that arrange for the financing. Now, obviously, if you are a post-9/11 veteran and are coming out of the service, your educational benefits will kick in and it'll pay for the school, provided you haven't used them for something else along the way. Now, if you're a pre-9/11 person, soldier, sailor, airman, marine, Coast Guardsman, then you can also use the benefits you have left. Maybe you've got all of them, maybe you've got some, maybe you've got none. But you'll find out, they'll be able to help you and tell you what you have left. And what you can't get financed through the government, they'll do a student loan, and you get it done that way, and away you go, and that takes care of that. And, of course, to all civilians, they will also do the same thing. You get a student loan, and away you go. But the important thing is, by taking the tour, by calling them up at 800-659-2080 and taking the tour of one of their campuses, you will know exactly what you're getting yourself into, because it's a school where you learn how to work on all facets of the aircraft. And, of course, if you're able to do some mechanical stuff right now, maybe even a communications operator or a computer guru, guess what? There could be a place for you as an aviation maintenance tech because of all the different fields that they have themselves. So, let's start with going to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, USMC, today, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, who has agreed to plead guilty to the charge, or most of the charges against him, not all, but most of the charges against him, in return for he hopes to be an honorable discharge. I do not think he's going to get an honorable discharge, no matter what he does. But we'll see what happens. That trial starts today. It's going to be today and tomorrow at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Of course, Scheller is a 17-year Marine. Most of you know the story behind him, that he did something he was not supposed to do. He was told to be quiet about the complaints that he put in, and he didn't. He brought it out, got it to the media, did this, did that. And, of course, the Universal Code of Military Justice is pretty concise. He's facing a court-martial for contempt towards officials, willfully disobeying a superior commissioned officer, failure to obey a lawful general order, and conduct unbecoming an officer and a gentleman. That's what he's charged with. Now, will he be convicted of all of them? I don't know. I don't know what kind of defense he's going to lodge, but he does say, through his attorney, that he's going to plead guilty, hoping he'll get an honorable discharge back. Well, I think if they discharge him, and don't give him jail time, he'll get a less than honorable discharge. What it will be with the specs on it, I don't know, but I just have that feeling. I could be wrong, but I have that feeling that's what's going to happen to him, because I think they're trying to single him out. Now, General Michael Garrett leads the Army Forces Command, which includes more than 750,000 soldiers from the active Guard and Reserve components. ForceCom is what it's known, and it prepares soldiers for work in the geographic combatant commands across the globe. Right now, the Kabul evac was a test of the Army's real readiness, so says ForceCom and General Michael Garrett. Well, I don't want to criticize the military, but I will in this case. I think they could have done better. And we didn't get all of our people out. That's what really burns me. We didn't get all of our people out, as everybody knows. By the way, something we did get out, remember I told you, we don't leave anybody behind? Well, the Navy recovered the remains of their five sailors killed in that August helicopter crash in the Pacific Ocean. The wreckage of the MH-60S Seahawk helicopter was also recovered from the deep Pacific Ocean waters, along with the bodies of the five sailors that perished in that crash. We leave nobody behind. Now, the Army has joined the Navy and the Marine Corps in giving all tenant protections, including dispute process, withholding rent, and whatnot. Dispute resolutions, process for withholding rents, and all protections are now in place for tenants of Army, Navy, Marine Corps, privatized housing. A lot of problems on some of these bases, I might add. And the Archbishop for Catholic Troops says that they can refuse the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, Catholic troops should be allowed to refuse COVID-19 vaccines for conscientious reasons, so says the Archbishop for Military Services in the U.S. Army. He wrote that in a statement yesterday, and we'll see whether or not that statement holds true or not. Also, we are aware of a senior cybersecurity official at the Pentagon saying that he quit because he thought it was impossible for the United States to compete with China on artificial intelligence, that they were so far ahead of us. So he quit his job. More on that to come. By the way, the Pentagon is in the dark about the vaccine status of hundreds of thousands of its civilian employees just weeks before the deadline to fully vaccinate its worst workforce against COVID-19. They don't have a clue as to how many people got it and how many people didn't. Wonderful. The Pentagon also wants defense contractors to cut the ultimate cost of hypersonic weapons. The head of research and development said that as the next generation of super-fast missiles are being currently developed, the cost of tens of millions of dollars per unit, they want that reduced. Well, isn't that nice that they're asking for all that to be reduced at a time when inflation's out of sight? Wonderful. By the way, members of the House pushed through a short-term increase to the nation's debt limit. You all know about that. Ensuring the federal government can continue fully paying its bills into December and temporarily averting the unprecedented default that would have decimated our economy, and it would have hurt it. By the way, there's Taliban takeover of Afghanistan is inspiring Americans online, according to the FBI. That's where they see the rallying cry and their opportunity. Now it's time to buy a gun. People run over people with a car. Comments like that are coming out. Do whatever they're going to do. An FBI official came out and said that the comments on the Internet are getting pretty interesting. And they are watching what people are saying. They most definitely are. Don't think for a second they're not. All right. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. It's going to be an interesting segment with him because of all the money stuff going on. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to let the lovely Kathy Curtis take us to break. Go ahead there, Kathy.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
and happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You betcha, and we are going to take it away. By the way, coming up this weekend, folks, Saturday, I'm going to be at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. We're going to have another one of our college tailgate parties where we've got the Tailgate Pro Entertainment folks there with their big screen TV and their truck and the grill, the barbecue, and the big old umbrella tents they put up there for people to sit and be in the shade and all that sort of stuff while we watch the Florida Gator LSU Tiger game that starts at 12 noon. Now, I'll be there at 11. We'll be there till at least 3 or until the game's over. And you'll be able to enjoy the game along with some delicious tailgate food and drink. It's all supplied there by Moss Nissan and, of course, Tailgate Pro Entertainment. Now, you can play games like Giant Zegna, Cornhole, and Tiki Toss, a great way to keep the kids buzzing while you shop for a new or pre-owned car. And, yep, this is a kid-friendly event, too. You can bring them along because I'm sure they're going to want to see some stuff. And, you know, right now, I don't know if you know this or not, your pre-owned car is worth about 24% more than what it was 6 months ago, thanks to Joe Biden. However, the gasoline is 42% more expensive and going up. Now, I'll be there on Saturday, Newport Richey Moss Nissan right there at 1954. So come on by and enjoy the college games and have some refreshments with me during the Moss Nissan tailgate party presented by Tailgate Pro Entertainment. Now make sure you wear your Gator colors and let them know that Captain Matt Bruce sent you. Looking forward to Saturday. Hope I see you there too. Okay, the Watchdog on Wall Street is back with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Got a question for you. You ready?
Okay.
You're the president of an oil company. Joe Biden comes up with his tail between his legs yesterday and says, can't you do something to help me so we can get the price of oil down? Can you produce more? Can you drill more? Can you do more? Oh, come on, can you? What are you going to tell him?
Go take a long walk off a short pier.
Thank you. I believe that all the oil companies will tell him just that.
I mean, come on. Let's be honest here. You're an oil company with this administration that's so unfriendly to you that wants to shut your business down every way, shape, matter, or form.
Yep.
And you do him favors, that, you know, investments that you might have to make, to get, various different rigs started up and moving again. And, you're going to turn around when the price comes back down. It's going to get shut down again. No, I'm not going to deal with that. I mean, your business was going great for these companies until this guy came along and decided to, thwart it and thwart the type of growth that we were having. So, no, I wouldn't be investing anything additional.
Well, I didn't think that you would say anything else, but we've been talking about this every hour on the hour almost this morning, and people agree that this guy here, he's the most unfriendly business president that there ever has been. By the way, the other thing he did yesterday was with the supply chain disruptions, he figured, well, I'll just ask Walmart, UPS, and FedEx to increase their output. Really?
Yeah, how is that going to be helpful to all the mom and pops out there? How is that, you know, the Walmart and Costco and the big retailers, they can hire smaller container ships to move stuff from point A to point B. Your local mom and pop store can't afford to do that. And basically they're screwed.
Yeah. And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
We're not talking about the products that are made in America. We're talking about the stuff that people buy. For example, shoes. You think they're made in America?
Yeah.
No. They come from overseas, and they're up 11.9% right now. Children's shoes.
Yeah, the breakdown. I sort of looked at the breakdown yesterday.
I saw it.
Items, and, you know, as far as inflation is concerned, and it's through the roof. It's off the charts. automobiles, I mean, up 25%.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, the price of everything at this point in time. And they've got nothing. I mean, Mayor Pete came out yesterday, and he's a transportation guy, and said this could last for years.
That's correct.
Here. I mean, this is going to last for years. This is the United States of America.
Yeah.
Hey, elections have consequences. I mean, you put these people in charge, this is what's going to
Now, let me tell you something else I know about the seaports here, okay? We had one of our drivers, one of our friends, Tom, Suicide Tom, the driver, and he called in to tell us he was off the job for a while, and he came back on. It took him 7 months to get his credentials back to go into the ports with the security clearance you have to have, with the permits you have to have. It took him 7 months to get through the bureaucracy for the paperwork. Now, when I was around, it would take as much as a month, maybe a couple months, to get the paperwork and get all set up. Now he says it's taking three times that length.
Well, you can get it done in a day. You put people to work. I mean, this is just paperwork sitting on people's desks, and they don't want to do anything. This is government work. This is the bureaucracy. This is the type of nonsense that Americans are put through every day with their tax dollars. There's no excuse for this. They could do a background check. They can get it done in a heartbeat, for crying out loud. It doesn't take much to figure this out.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the police in a patrol car when they run your record. It takes them, what, about 5 minutes?
Well, it's not just that. I mean, you want to do a little bit deeper of a check, but, you know, if you can get those for, you know, global entry for flying and all these things. You do, you know, an interview at the airport, and you give them all your information, and you're good to go. This is ridiculous. It really is. It's going to take them that long to figure it out. I mean, come on.
Yeah, very much so. And, of course, the folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Now, you know, again, you can't make this stuff up. We were told yesterday, and I'm going to use their words, not mine, the mother of all caravans is reportedly headed for the U.S. southern border. It's about 100,000 people stretched out for hundreds of miles coming to the U.S. border. Here we go again.
Well, yeah, and it's not just the caravans that are coming through. It's you're having middle class South Americans as well, and people coming flying to Mexico, getting on a cab, going to the border, crossing, and then turning themselves in right away to the border patrol and declaring asylum. That's what's happening right now. How many people? South America's in some dire straits. We've got some major issues. We've got mass exodus out of, obviously, Brazil. A lot of people leaving Venezuela. And they're actually flying to the border, getting a cab to the border, walking across, turning themselves in, declaring asylum.
Okay. And Flip is telling me that it's 7 weeks, not months, but that's still 7 weeks too long. A month is 4 weeks, so it's taking double that to get your paperwork done at the port. Okay, I'm going to take a call real quick here. This is Mel in Saratoga Springs. What's your question for the watchdog?
Well, you know, was that, who was that, Flip beat me to the punch. It was 7.5 weeks that suicide jockey, he said it took him to get his paperwork in order. As far as the trucking was concerned. Okay. That's all I had to say, Kenton.
Okay, all right, thanks. All right, yeah. And I know that it used to take us a month to get our trucks and our drivers certified to get in there.
There's no reason why it shouldn't take a day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, it's just paperwork sitting on a desk that nobody's processing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard to do, for crying out loud. You've got enough databases out there to figure out who you are, what you are, what your credentials are. It's not that difficult. It really isn't.
Mm-hmm. Now, we know we have a problem with the supply chain. We know we have a problem with inflation. But which one's the worst problem right now? It seemed to me you want to tackle the inflation first, wouldn't you?
Well, I think that some of it goes hand in hand. Some of the inflation that we're seeing is based upon monetary policy, and some of the inflation we have is based upon these bottlenecks with the supply chain. So it's a little bit of both.
Okay. Now, moving along, rent control seems to be the key divisive issue around the country. Right now we've got this deal with the evictions. Nobody can do anything with anybody. The landlords are sitting there. Many of them are having to not have money, period, to be able to pay their bills, too. This isn't going to go on much longer, is it?
Well, listen, I don't know if you saw this. Here in the city of New York, one of the members of, the city board that they have there, they want to force landlords to provide free internet access to all of their tenants, too. I mean, it's crazy. They're adding, you know, insult to injury, one thing after another. The eviction moratorium is enough. You know, landlords are being squeezed in every which way because of this. It's not right. It's not fair. It's, you know, it goes back to the Quartering Act, but with the Brits before the Revolutionary War, where, you know, you're forced to house and feed British soldiers in your house, no questions asked. The same thing. I mean, you're taking somebody's property and you're saying, hey, you have to, you know, allow somebody to stay in your property rent-free.
By the way, I got a side business for you. Ready?
Okay.
T-shirts that say, let's go, Brandon.
they're already out. They're out all over.
I know they are. Flip with American flags on them. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street, don't go anywhere. Coming back with Roy Edwards right after the top of the hour news break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor.
doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.